At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one-coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Personality NLP astrology case study for Ethan. Since Ethan has Chitra rising in Libra as his ascendant, he likely moves through the world with a sharp eye for beauty, balance, and underlying design, both in people and in systems. Chitra, ruled by Mars and symbolized by the celestial architect, carries the archetype of the builder, the visionary craftsman, the one who refines both form and function. Libra, as an ascendant sign, already brings diplomacy, aesthetic sense, and relational intelligence. But with Chitra here, there's a deeper need to construct meaning, not just reflect it. Ethan is likely seen as thoughtful, elegant, and charismatic. But underneath that is a precise and often perfection-driven inner architect, someone who quietly holds high standards for how things should be. Chitra in Libra brings a duality, the charm of Venus with the precision of Mars. Ethan may be naturally graceful in how he presents himself, yet focused and unyielding in what he values. There's a quiet intensity about him, not overtly forceful, but incredibly discerning. From an NLP lens, this ascendant reflects a strong visual and auditory digital processing style. He likely filters his experience through what looks right and what makes sense. He's attuned to detail, symmetry, and coherence, whether in conversations, ideas, or environments. His standards aren't shallow, they're archetypal. His attention filter is predominantly self-oriented. Ethan makes decisions based on inner alignment, often evaluating situations by how well they resonate with his sense of truth, value, or logic. He likely doesn't bend easily to groupthink or external validation. He wants to see for himself and know it deeply before engaging fully. While he may be highly relational on the surface, his inner compass is his true authority. His motivation direction in this area leans towards. He is pulled toward refinement, harmony, and mastery. But there is also a subtle away from quality when it comes to anything that feels chaotic, unstructured, or inauthentic. He's not afraid to withdraw and recalibrate if something feels off, and he may do so with quiet precision, without drama. In the first house, Ethan also has Venus placed in Chitra, amplifying the elegance, intelligence, and inner refinement of his overall psyche. Venus in its own sign and nakshatra lends a refined sensuality and creative instinct. He's likely someone who expresses beauty not just in style, but in the way he thinks, relates, and engages with the world. Venus in Chitra suggests he relates through pattern, noticing subtle cues, crafting graceful responses, and bringing harmony even into complex dynamics. There's an artist here, but also a strategist. From an NLP perspective, Venus in this placement supports a visual and kinesthetic processing style with a strong proximity-based working preference. Ethan likely prefers close, high-quality relationships and environments that are beautiful, orderly, and emotionally coherent. He may process emotion through sensation, needing things to feel right as well as look right. This Venus also brings a deep appreciation for aesthetics and communication. Tone, rhythm, and presentation matter to him. Altogether, Ethan's Libra ascendant with Venus in Chitra gives him a personality that is both graceful and exacting. Someone who leads with quiet presence, listens with precision, and expresses himself with artistic discernment. His NLP profile in this domain reveals a communicator who processes visually and emotionally, filters experience through internal alignment, and moves through the world with a strong instinct to create harmony that is not just pleasant, but perfected. He's not here to mirror others, he's here to sculpt truth into beauty. Third house, K Ketu in Uttara Ashada, Sagittarius. In the third house, Ethan has Q placed in Uttara Ashada in Sagittarius, a combination that gives him a quiet, focused, and spiritually mature approach to communication, self-expression, and learning. The third house governs how we speak, think, write, and act with intent. It reflects our interests, courage, siblings, and the way we process and share information. With Ketu here, Ethan is likely introspective and discerning in his speech. He may be selective with his words, preferring clarity, depth, and precision over quantity or small talk. Uttara Ashada, ruled by the sun and symbolized by the tusk of an elephant, brings themes of endurance, truth, and inner victory. It is a nakshatra associated with long-term clarity, righteous will, and moral refinement. In Sagittarius, the sign of wisdom, expansion, and philosophical searching, this energy becomes elevated, principled, and future-oriented. But Ketu's influence here gives Ethan an old soul approach to communication. He may have already mastered certain aspects of speaking, writing, or debate in past lives, and now relates to these things with subtle detachment. From an NLP perspective, Ketu in this position supports a dissociated and auditory digital processing style. Ethan likely observes conversations from a distance, filtering for deeper meaning rather than engaging reactively. He may communicate with elegance, but often with restraint, sharing only what feels necessary, relevant, or valuable. His mind is likely abstract, reflective, and shaped by themes of inner truth rather than outer persuasion. His chunk size here is mostly general. Ethan processes big ideas, philosophies, and overarching patterns more readily than isolated facts or surface observations. He may prefer to communicate in themes or principles rather than details, often weaving a subtle moral or conceptual clarity into how he expresses himself. His attention filter is distinctly self-oriented. He speaks when it matters to him, not because he feels obligated. His motivation in conversation is rarely social approval. Instead, he is internally guided by a desire to explore or clarify something meaningful. This can make him seem quiet, even aloof, but when he does speak, it often carries weight and distilled thought. His motivation direction in this area leans subtly away from. He may instinctively withdraw from superficial, chaotic, or overly reactive communication environments. He prefers thoughtful, intentional exchange and may avoid situations where communication feels performative or energetically scattered. This isn't about fear, it's about refinement. He doesn't need to prove himself verbally. He speaks when something resonates with his internal compass. Altogether, Ketu in Uttara Ashada in the third house gives Ethan a communication profile that is principled, quiet, and deeply insightful. He doesn't speak to be heard. He speaks when there's truth to share. His NLP signature in this area reveals someone who processes through reflection, aligns thought with meaning, and expresses only what's been filtered through inner discernment. He's not here to talk over others. He's here to offer clarity, often in just a few words. Eighth house, Jupiter in Rohini and Saturn in Kritika. In the eighth house, Ethan has both Jupiter in Rohini and Saturn in Kritika, a striking blend of emotional intelligence and structural awareness in one of the most transformative, psychologically intense areas of the chart. The eighth house governs intimacy, emotional merging, secrecy, past life imprints, crisis and regeneration, and access to hidden or mystical knowledge. With both of these slow-moving, impactful planets here, Ethan's psyche is wired for deep perception, long-term transformation, and a quiet mastery over complex or taboo domains. Jupiter in Rohini brings emotional resonance, sensual depth, and a refined instinct for beauty, nourishment, and growth in private or hidden spaces. Rohini, ruled by the moon and symbolized by the red star or the chariot, is deeply fertile. It wants to cultivate, protect, and emotionally connect. With Jupiter here, Ethan carries expansive emotional awareness and a strong inner code of values when it comes to intimacy, power, and trust. He likely has an innate understanding of the emotional motivations of others and a gift for offering stability or healing in emotionally intense situations. From an NLP lens, this Jupiter placement reflects a visual and kinesthetic processing style with a general chunking approach. Ethan sees patterns in emotion and energy, often sensing what's unspoken. He understands the emotional tone beneath transformation and may be drawn to depth psychology, healing arts, or emotionally complex conversations. His motivation direction here is towards. He is attracted to inner growth, intimacy, and emotional truth, even if that journey is uncomfortable. There's a quiet confidence in his ability to move through emotional or relational transformation and emerge stronger, more aware, and more anchored in his own values. Saturn in Kritika, also in the 8th house, adds discipline, realism, and psychic focus. Kritika, ruled by the sun and symbolized by the sharp blade or flame, is the nakshatra of refinement and purification, cutting away what's false to reach essence. With Saturn here, Ethan may carry a karmic burden of having to face deep fears, long-term emotional blocks, or themes of control, trust, and vulnerability. But over time, this becomes a source of strength. He develops a powerful emotional backbone, someone who can hold space in silence, maintain composure in chaos, and withstand emotional storms without losing clarity. From an NLP perspective, Saturn and Kritika support a digital and kinesthetic style with specific chunking. He likely processes his inner change slowly through structure, precision, and quiet emotional discipline. He doesn't rush transformation. He studies it, lives through it, and refines it with time. His motivation direction here leans away from, especially when it comes to emotional chaos or ungrounded vulnerability. He may initially resist emotional exposure, but ultimately becomes a master of emotional integrity, knowing what to share, when, and with whom. Both planets together suggest that Ethan is exceptionally private, emotionally discerning, and innately tuned to the subtle dynamics of power, truth, and healing. He may be deeply trusted by others without knowing why, because his energy transmits steadiness, clarity, and emotional intelligence. His NLP drives in this house reflect someone who learns through deep experiences, speaks from earned insight, and holds transformation with reverence. He's not here to escape the depths. He's here to organize them. And through that quiet mastery, he becomes a bridge between vulnerability and wisdom. Ninth house, Rahu in Punarvasu, Gemini. In the ninth house, Ethan has Rahu placed in Punarvasu in Gemini, a placement that fuels a restless, expansive, and karmically charged quest for truth, learning, and intellectual freedom. The ninth house governs philosophy, higher education, belief systems, ethics, long-distance travel, teachers, and one's personal connection to meaning and wisdom. With Rahu here, Ethan is not just curious, he's driven. His path involves rethinking inherited beliefs, challenging traditional authorities, and forming his own unconventional worldview, often by weaving together insights from diverse disciplines or experiences. Punarvasu, ruled by Jupiter and symbolized by a quiver of arrows returning home, is the nakshatra of renewal, return, and restored clarity. It seeks truth, not through rebellion, but through quiet recognition, a deep knowing that is remembered rather than taught. In Gemini, this nakshatra becomes more mental, language-driven, and interested in flexible inquiry. With Rahu here, Ethan's desire for knowledge is insatiable, but not necessarily linear. He may pursue scattered paths of learning, collect fragmented insights, and later integrate them into a cohesive worldview that feels uniquely his own. From an NLP perspective, Rahu in Punarvasu suggests a blend of auditory, digital, and visual processing, with a preference for general chunking. Ethan learns through themes, patterns, and the energetic logic of ideas. He likely asks expansive, open-ended questions, not because he's lost, but because he intuitively knows that the path to truth isn't confined to one method or teacher. His beliefs evolve as his mental model updates, and he may be particularly drawn to languages, symbolic systems, comparative philosophies, or teaching modalities that allow for multiplicity and reinterpretation. His motivation direction is strongly towards. He's drawn toward meaning, coherence, wisdom, and mental freedom. But with Rahu's intensity, there may also be periods of obsession, over-analysis, or spiritual overstimulation. He may dive deeply into one ideology, then abandon it completely once it no longer serves, only to return with a renewed, more integrated understanding. This cyclical pattern mirrors Punarvasu's rhythm of leaving and returning, but always a little wiser. His attention filter here is primarily self-oriented, though filtered through external input. He learns from others, but always personalizes what he hears. Information isn't adopted, it's distilled. He may question authority figures, not out of rebellion, but because he needs belief to feel true, not just sound right. This gives him a unique intellectual voice. one that is both sharp and open, grounded and fluid. Altogether, Rahu and Punarvasu in the ninth house gives Ethan a path of philosophical reconstruction, a karmic journey of unlearning what no longer resonates and rediscovering wisdom through experience, inquiry, and emotional intelligence. His NLP imprint in this area reveals someone who thinks in big arcs, learns by following threads of curiosity, and speaks with a layered clarity that's both rational and intuitive. He's not here to repeat truths. He's here to rediscover them and then share them in ways that invite others to remember too. 10th house, moon in Pushya, Cancer. In the 10th house, Ethan has the moon placed in Pushya in Cancer, a nurturing, emotionally attuned, and quietly authoritative placement that shapes his public identity, career path, and how he expresses leadership and social presence. The 10th house governs one's reputation, achievements, vocation, and visible role in the world. With the moon here, especially in its own sign of Cancer, Ethan is deeply impacted by his emotional landscape when it comes to ambition, responsibility, and success. His career is not just a role, it's a reflection of what he feels safe doing and what emotionally resonates. Pushya, ruled by Saturn and symbolized by the blossoming lotus or the udder of a cow, is the nakshatra of nourishment, duty, and emotional maturity. It brings devotion, resilience, and a natural impulse to protect and sustain. In Cancer, Pushya becomes deeply intuitive, familial, and committed. Ethan's approach to public life is rooted in care, consistency, and emotional intelligence. He likely thrives in roles where he can guide, support, or hold space for others, even if his leadership style is quiet and subtle rather than dominant or flashy. From an NLP lens, Moon in Pushya reflects a kinesthetic and visual processing style with specific chunking. Ethan likely senses energy and emotional undercurrents in professional environments, responding to subtle cues of tone, safety, and relational flow. He may process his career decisions through a mix of intuitive feeling and precise emotional logic, needing not only to know something is right, but to feel it deep in his body. There's a grounded somatic intelligence here that governs how and when he chooses to act or lead. His motivation direction in this area is largely towards. He is pulled toward environments where he can create safety, contribute meaningfully, and grow in ways that support emotional and professional integrity. But if the space becomes emotionally unsafe, he may shift into an away-from instinct, quietly retreating, withdrawing his energy, or stepping back from visibility until he feels emotionally secure again. He leads best when his inner emotional world is aligned with his outer purpose. Ethan's attention filter is a blend of self-oriented and others aware. He calibrates his professional choices based on how things feel internally, but he is also hyper-attuned to the emotional needs of those around him. In leadership, he may be protective, thoughtful, and generous, someone others trust instinctively, even if he doesn't always speak the loudest. He likely prefers roles where he can lead by example, model integrity, or guide others through care rather than control. Altogether, the moon in Pushya in the 10th house gives Ethan a leadership style that is emotionally anchored, supportive, and profoundly stabilizing. His public role isn't about status, it's about emotional alignment. His NLP imprint here reflects someone who senses first, speaks with care, and leads through emotional presence. He's not here to dominate the room. He's here to hold the space, tend to the roots, and quietly grow into a legacy of wisdom, warmth, and deep professional integrity. 11th house, Mars in Maga, Leo. In the 11th house, Ethan has Mars placed in Maga in Leo, a placement that energizes his long-term goals, social presence, ambition, and capacity to lead within groups or visionary networks. The 11th house governs gains from effort, desires fulfilled through society, alliances, social media presence, and collective platforms. With Mars here, Ethan has a strategic, driven, and confident approach to fulfilling his ambitions. And in Maga, that drive comes with a deep connection to legacy, pride, and ancestral intelligence. Maga, ruled by Ketu and symbolized by a royal throne, is the nakshatra of dignified leadership, tradition, and karmic authority. It carries the weight of lineage, those who act not just for themselves, but to uphold something greater. In Leo, this nakshatra becomes radiant and commanding. With Mars here, Ethan is wired for leadership in group dynamics, not by overpowering others, but by owning his role and moving with clarity and inner conviction. He's likely assertive in friendships, direct in his ambitions, and clear about his vision for long-term contribution. From an NLP perspective, Mars in MAGA reflects a kinesthetic and auditory digital processing style with a preference for specific chunking. Ethan likely tracks the details of strategy, social moves, and long-range planning, but also responds physically and instinctively to group dynamics. His motivation and action are felt first in the body, a gut sense of when to step in, when to initiate, and how to direct energy with precision. He may not speak often in large settings, but when he does, it carries weight and decisiveness. His motivation direction is strongly towards, especially when it comes to status earned, dreams achieved, and building something with long-term value. He is pulled toward influence, but not shallow attention. MAGA seeks to honor the lineage, to lead with integrity. Ethan likely desires to be recognized within a group or network, not just for what he does, but for how he carries it, with honor, dignity, and quiet force. His attention filter is self-oriented, but socially strategic. He likely evaluates social environments based on how they align with his internal standards of loyalty, purpose, and respect. He may be very discerning about who he collaborates with or what kinds of communities he contributes to. While others may seek popularity, Ethan seeks position, a role from which he can influence, protect, or uplift from a place of earned authority. Altogether, Mars in MAGA in the 11th house gives Ethan a commanding, visionary, and principled approach to long-term goals and social contribution. His NLP drives in this area reflect someone who acts with intention, leads through presence, and builds power not for self-glory, but to uphold something lasting, meaningful, and aligned with a greater purpose. He's not here to be one of many. He's here to shape the direction of the many through quiet force and ancestral fire. 12th house, Sun in Uttara Falguni and Mercury in Chitra Virgo. In the 12th house, Ethan has the Sun in Uttara Falguni and Mercury in Chitra, both in Virgo, creating a refined, private, and highly analytical inner world. The 12th house governs what is hidden, subconscious, or surrendered. Sleep, dreams, losses, renunciation, spiritual practice, psychic sensitivity, and the inner sanctuary of the self. With both the Sun and Mercury here, Ethan's mind and identity are deeply entwined with introspection, subtle analysis, and behind-the-scenes creation. He may not seek the spotlight, but he works with precision in private, often doing his best thinking or creating in solitude. The Sun in Uttara Falguni brings a quiet, structured nobility to Ethan's inner world. This nakshatra, ruled by the Sun and symbolized by the bed or marriage couch, carries themes of partnership, responsibility, and inner maturity. In Virgo, it becomes detailed, service-oriented, and focused on refinement. Ethan likely has a strong inner sense of duty, but it expresses through private effort, ethical integrity, or support roles rather than overt displays of leadership. He may seek spiritual clarity through acts of organization, healing, or quiet self-discipline. His confidence comes not from being seen, but from knowing he is aligned with purpose. From an NLP perspective, the Sun here supports a visual and auditory digital processing style with general chunking. Ethan likely processes experience by stepping back and mapping it internally, needing to see the big pattern, but also filter it through what makes sense on a systems level. His identity is shaped by internal order, coherence, and quiet service. His motivation direction here leans towards inner clarity, solitude, and refined purpose, but also includes an away-from impulse when outer environments feel chaotic, egoic, or emotionally loud. He retreats not to escape, but to realign. Mercury in Chitra, also in the 12th house, brings mental brilliance into Ethan's subconscious and behind-the-scenes processing. Chitra, ruled by Mars and symbolized by the celestial architect, is a nakshatra of refinement, design, and structured beauty. In Virgo, Mercury is exalted, analytical, articulate, and sharply observant. But in the 12th house, this mental activity is internalized. Ethan likely thinks deeply and precisely in solitude. He may prefer to write, research, design, or problem solve in private, where his thoughts are uninterrupted. His verbal output may seem minimal, but it's highly refined. He edits before he speaks. NLP-wise, Mercury in Chitra in the 12th reflects a visual auditory digital blend with specific chunking. Ethan tracks detail, especially in language, form, and logic, but processes it quietly, often turning ideas over internally many times before expressing them. His mind is like a design studio, crafting clarity, form, and function in the background. He may also be highly attuned to dream symbolism, internal dialogue, or silent pattern recognition. Both placements suggest a self-oriented attention filter. Ethan measures meaning by internal coherence, not by what others expect. He is not interested in being performative. He is drawn toward precise communication, sacred solitude, and mental-emotional integration. His motivation direction remains primarily towards, especially when it comes to developing mastery in hidden or spiritual dimensions, but he instinctively avoids away from environments that feel energetically polluted or overly exposed. Altogether, the Sun and Mercury in Virgo in the 12th house give Ethan a mind and identity built for precision, introspection, and quiet mastery. He is most powerful when allowed to retreat, refine, and reorganize, whether through writing, designing systems, or contemplating the invisible architecture behind reality. His NLP drives here reflect a thinker-healer archetype, someone who listens inwardly, designs meticulously, and moves through the world with the silent force of internal order. He doesn't need to be seen to be clear. He needs space to stay aligned. Overall NLP drives for Ethan. Ethan's NLP profile reveals a psyche grounded in precision, internal calibration, and quiet mastery. His planetary placements, including Venus in Ascendant in Chitra, Ketu in Uttara Ashada, Jupiter and Saturn in Rohini and Kritika, Rahu in Punarvasu, the Moon in Pushya, Mars in Magha, and Sun Mercury in Uttara Falguni and Chitra, create a neural and energetic architecture that is detail-driven, principled, and internally sovereign. He processes the world like a strategist and artisan, mentally sharp, emotionally contained, and always working beneath the surface to refine, distill, and perfect. Ethan's dominant processing styles are auditory, digital, visual, and kinesthetic, but in a very specific order. He leans first on internal dialogue, needing things to make structural sense, Chitra, Virgo, Uttara Ashada, then seeks visual and energetic alignment. He notices how ideas look, sound, and feel when they're right, especially in communication, design, or action. Kinesthetic cues are present but are filtered, used for confirmation more than navigation. His chunk size tends towards specific, especially in speech, 3rd house Ketu, work, 12th house Mercury, values, 8th house Jupiter-Saturn, and long-term planning, 11th house Mars. He tracks fine detail, layered meaning, and subtext. In areas of belief or spiritual pursuit, 9th house Rahu, 12th house Sun, he opens to general chunking, seeking broader philosophical frameworks or patterns over time. He toggles between the zoom lens and the telescope, but rarely drifts in abstraction. He comes back to coherence. Ethan's motivation direction is primarily towards. He's drawn to mastery, precision, order, and long-term influence. Whether it's building systems, shaping ideas, or deepening emotional clarity, he moves forward with intentionality. But in emotionally complex or chaotic environments, Moon and Pushya, 8th house placements, his away-from instinct activates, retreating to protect clarity, reestablish control, or avoid misalignment. He doesn't run, he removes noise. His attention filter is dominantly self-oriented. Ethan evaluates decisions, relationships, and beliefs based on internal standards. He doesn't outsource his judgment, even when collaborating or leading. As seen through 10th and 11th house placements, his drive remains internally sourced, seeking impact, but never abandoning self-reference. He trusts his own timing, his own process, and his own frameworks of truth. His action style is a refined balance of reactive and proactive. With Mars in Magha and Mercury in the 12th, he does not act until he's certain. But once certainty arrives, action is swift, clean, and deliberate. He may seem still on the outside, but he is constantly tracking, adjusting, and preparing to move in exact time. He's not impulsive, he's responsive with deeply layered timing. His learning preference is solo and auditory digital. He prefers environments where he can observe, distill, and work independently. External input is valuable, but only once filtered. He needs quiet space, symbolic clarity, and internal resonance to truly integrate. In groups, he contributes best when he's respected as an architect, not a performer. Altogether, Ethan's NLP drives paint the picture of a quiet strategist, someone who leads without noise, edits without applause, and perfects without rushing. He listens between words, he acts beneath the surface, and in everything he builds, whether it's an idea, a system, or a life, he seeks alignment between inner truth and outer form. He's not here to mimic intelligence, he's here to structure it into meaning.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC, a registered broker dealer.